right, Molly, guess what formulation we're doing today? You want to know the number?
Tell me the number.
It's 2019.
You want to know why? Why is it 2019?
Because it's our birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. I'm a little older, but not much wiser. So I'm here with Molly. She is our senior formulation chemist at Colonial, and I'm Christine, marketing coordinator at Colonial. And this is formulation number 2019. It is the grapefruit shower gel, and it is sulfate-free. So this one has our three favorite products in it, and I would also like to say our fourth favorite product, because it also has the polysugar melastina.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a... I don't know why we haven't talked about this one sooner.
Yeah, I don't know why we haven't talked about this one yet. It is a good example of the trio. The Suganate 160NC is the primary anionic, sulfate-free, 100% bio-based and completely non-irritating.
And that is the sodium lauryl glucoside hydroxypropyl sulfonate.
Yeah, so you're starting off with that really mild base, then combining with a secondary anionic, the Colomate LA40, and building up viscosity with the Sultane Colteric CBSHP. So the Suganate, when you combine it with a second anionic, it's easy to build viscosities without having to really necessarily add in another thickener.
Yeah, and our Colomate LA40, that's the disodium lauryl sulfosuccinate. And then the Colteric CBS, that is our HP version, which is the glycerin-free, and it's fatty acid.
Based. Right, it's from the special cut of fatty acid, okay. So it builds a viscosity a lot more efficiently than the standard version.
Yeah, and that is cocamidopropyl hydroxysultane. It has the same inky name as our regular Colteric CBS. And then, of course, you don't have the Prop 65 warning because we're using a sultane and not a betaine. And then we have the grapefruit oil in here, so you added our polysugamols D9.
Yes, polysugamols D9 is really good at solubilizing essential oils, and a formulator that's using essential oils is probably aiming towards a more natural product, so the polysugamols D9 is a natural solubilizer for that. Also very mild.
And you did use this as a 1-to-1 ratio between the D9 and the grapefruit oil. Is that a standard ratio that you like to stick with?
It depends on the oil, and we've done a study where we looked at several different essential oils and how much it would take to solubilize each one. So you can find that on the data sheet if you want to get an idea of a starting point. In this one, we're just doing a 1-to-1 ratio, and we're pre-mixing the two. So if pre-mixing wasn't an option, you could go up on the amount of polysugamols D9 and be able to add those separately.
Why wouldn't pre-mixing not be an option?
Some people don't want to have to use a separate side vessel.
Okay.
It is an extra step, and it does, you know, take up, you know, another.
It's just one extra dish.
In the lab, it's easy, but I get it on a manufacturing level. You might not want to hold up another tank.
That's true. Okay, so, and then you could kind of put this, can you put this in any, because I see the viscosity is pretty high.
You could probably put it into a squeeze bottle, a pump bottle.
Did you have to adjust the viscosity at all?
The viscosity increases as you lower the pH, so okay. You do have some flexibility there. You can play around with the pH to increase it or decrease it. And, you know, you might want to change that depending on what bottle you're putting it into.
All right, so this is our grapefruit shower gel. It is formulation number 2019. It is sulfate-free, betaine-free. It's really nice without the, you know, the harsh sulfates, and it smells really great, and it's pink. Okay, it's not pink. I'm sorry.
This is the second time.
It's not pink?
No, remember with the sugar scrub, you're like, it's pink.
Oh, I think of the one with the jojoba esters that we made, because the jojoba esters are pink.
So right. That one is based on this one.
Right.
This was the one that came first.
That's so true. Okay, so this is not pink, just because it's grapefruit. It's not pink.
You could make it pink. You could add some dye in there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But then I just, you know, sometimes dyes are irritating to people. So let's not do that. All right, so formulation 2019, it is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results and we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations and thanks for joining us.